Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. We're holding right after the Mishnah at the end of Lamed Vav Omud Beis. We're of course learning about the inyan of Shavuos HaPikadon. Remember that we learned the 6th or 7th or 8th line in the Mishnah yesterday, that Shavuos HaPikadon has a special din, that Chayib Al Zodoin HaShavua, which means, normally we think of a korban Chatos, or in this case a korban Asham, as atonement for someone who did something by mistake, a shogeg. He didn't realize that this is chelev. He didn't realize that he, chas v'shalom, stole from someone. He didn't realize he had a pikadon. Whatever. A mistake. A shogeg. You go and bring a card. Our Mishnah tells us that Shavuos HaPikadon is special. That even if it was bizodain, the person, the mafkir who gave him the coat to hold, who gave him the suit to fix, who gave him the diamond ring to go and fix up and pretty and what have you. He comes back a month later, give me please my object. And the person knows that he is holding on to his coat, his suit, the diamond ring, or whatever it is. And he says, Niyet, I don't have it. You don't have it. Make a shvur. I make a shvur that I don't have your pikadon. B'mezit, he knew that he had it. But nevertheless, he made such a shvur, b'mezit. And then, a day later, a week later, a month later, he has charata. He starts thinking about the yoim hadin ha-godol ve-ha-noira. And he says, was it dozain? And he does tshuva, he's moidu misvada. This person has to bring a korban asham gizelos. So the chiddush of our Mishnah for our purposes at this time is that the din of bringing that korban asham gizelos is not only when there was a shogeg, but even if there was a mezid, even the mezid. The question is now going to be, normally if someone does something b'mezid and there are edim who give hasra'a, under normal circumstances it would be a din of bringing of getting malchus. Why do you get malchus? For any time a lav sheyesh by ma'isim mit hasra'a, you go and get malchus. So what would happen in this case, Tak? This person has the pikadon. He's about to go and make a shvua, chavra, I don't have your pikadon. Two edim come over and say, Yanko, don't make a shvua like that. If you make a shvua like that, you're being overnish in the Torah. And he's over anyway. So does he still have to bring the korban of our Mishnah? The korban of when he is finally moidim misvada? Will he have to go and bring the korban asham gzeilus? Will he have to go and get malchus? Or will he get both? And that's going to be the Gemara Shaila at the very outset. So the Gemara starts off. Rav Acha bar Huna, v'Rav Shmuel b'Rei de Rabba bar Bachana, v'Rav Yitzchak b'Rei de Rav Yehuda, tonu shvuas bei Rabba. Just like we are learning now Masechta Shvuas in the Bismedish of Rav Ohant, these great giants, Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Shmuel b'Rei de Rabba bar Bachana, and Rav Yitzchak b'Rei de Rav Yehuda, we're learning Masechta Shvuas in the Bismedish of Rabba. They're now all walking home together, chazering the blot, chazering the daf, listening to the tapes. Paga Bahu Rav Kahana stops them and says, Amalahu, I heard you say in the Mishnah that Shavuos HaPikadon is noyik even b'mezid. So he asked them the following. Hezid b'Shavuos HaPikadon b'hisru boy. Mahu. What happens if it wasn't just a mezid? Mezid says in the Mishnah you bring a card. But it was a mezid coupled with Edim and Hasra'ah. V'osid Allah. Kivin the Chiddushu. This whole parish of Shavuos becomes a Kabbalah Yechidish. Why is it Kabbalah Yechidish? The Bukhalat Torah Le Ashkechon Mezid the Maisi Carbon, Vahacha Maisi Carbon. Throughout the Gantz of Torah, you don't find a Mezid brings a carbon, and here a Mezid does bring a carbon. As a short footnote, Rashi says that this Gemara is not to be understood literally. The Bukhalat Torah Le Ashkechon, we do find four cases. Our case of Shavuos HaPikadon, the previous perek of Shavuos HaEdus, where there it doesn't say v'ne'alam, and therefore the halacha applies even by mezid. Exactly, by Yedias Hatum it says v'ne'alam. By Shavuos Bitu it says v'ne'alam, but it doesn't say v'ne'alam by Shavuos HaEdus. So Shavuos HaEdus is full, so you bring a carbon, chatos, oile, v'yoyred, b'mezid. Here you bring a chatas, not a chatas, an asham gizelois, also b'mezid. And Rashi said the two other cases, number one by a shifcha charufa, and number two by a nozir shenitma. So there are four cases altogether, but all the Gemara means to say is that this is a very rare occurrence, a rare situation. Aha. So here you do have that on a mezid you bring a carton. So konzai, loishno asurbeh, loishno liasurbeh. Maybe the Torah's din of bringing a carbon asham, gizelois, applies even if there was hasra'a. Don't give malchus. Instead, the remedy in our situation is bring the carbon asham. Just like you have a lab, hanitik la'aseh. You don't get malchus there, but rather you are mekayim the asay, and that's the atonement, that's the fix for the aveira of the lav. Here too, the fix for this lav is you bring a carbon asham asham gezeilus. Oy dilma, hani mi lehech dulei asurbe. Maybe our Mishnah talking about that there was no hasra, it was takiv amazing, but there was no hasra. But if there was hasra, milka loki carbon loy mais ein achanami. Maybe you get malchus like kolatera kula, and you don't bring a carbon. Or maybe you have to take and do both. Maybe you have to go and bring a carbon and you get the malchus. So we have three possibilities, three options. Only malchus, only carbon, or both. That was a shal that Reb Kahana asked these three great giants when they were learning Masechta Shavuos. Amalei, Tonina, I have l'chira raya from the Befedish of Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Chamurei mena shvuas ha-pikod, or shvuas ha-pikod is more chamur than shvuas ho-edus. How is it more chamur? Number one, shechayoven al-zdoina makis. Ah, by the maze of the shvuas ha-pikod, there is a din of malchus. Oh, so we've already been poshed our shayla, that there is malchus by shvuas ha-pikod. V'yal shigigasa, asham, if chas asham, a person did it b'shoigig, shvuas ha-pikod b'shoigig, asham b'kesef shkolim. Here it. Okay, so now what's all right? Midika omale al sedoina malchus. Since we're saying that shvuasa pikadon is more chomer than shvuasa edus, amigit malchus mechlal d'asrobe. Obviously, it must be talking about a case of asra. Without asra, you don't get malchus. There ka omer malchus in and carbon light. After all, this price is talking about carbonus. It says by shoygeg you have to bring the carbon asher. By zodoin it says malchus. Why didn't it say malchus plus carbon? Just says malchus. Aha, is the chayra raya that the mezid of shvuas ha-pikadon is malchus and malchus alone without a carbon?
You're never given asra, you don't even need asra for it, and your presence is higher. That should be more common.
Okay, so I think what Uri is asking is the following. Just taking your shayla, asking a little bit differently, and that is the Braisa says that shvuas ha-pikadon is more chomer than shvuas ha-edus, that by shvuas ha-pikadon there is malchus, but not shvuas ha-edus. And then the apropos, the question would be, and this is what Uri I think is alluding to, why don't you say by shvuas ha-edus also the same shayla that we're asking by shvuas ha-pikadon, we can ask by shvuas ha-edus and say that if the person did it, amaze it, with hasra, with Adam, he should also have the same shayla. Your malchus, nish malchus, malchus with a carbon, malchus without a carbon, maybe only a carbon. Why tak is the difference between shvuas ha-pikadon and shvuas ha-edus? So this kasha that Uri is asking, the Rashi HaKadosh all the way in the top already asks. If you look at this first Rashi, is it b'shvuas ha-pikadon b'hisru by mahu chayv carbon oy malchus oy shnehen? The gab shvuas ha-edus afel gab the chayv nami. We can't ask the same shayla. Why not? Meaning, to go and give asra means that the two edim to give asra is vaday. We don't want to get into asra of safi because someone will have a machloik because of yechim reish lakish. So asra is vaday. Asra is vaday means we know that you are being oiver. You are willing to go, you're about to make a shvur that you don't know for this fellow Adis. We know that you know Adis. How do you know? Well, we were there. Oh, you were there. So why don't you go and say the Adis? Oh, they're not saying yes because we weren't there. So if we weren't there, then how do you know that these guys are? I'm sorry? the two Edom that are giving, the Hasra has to be through kosher Edom.
Well, they're Karov.
If they're Karov, they're not kosher.
No, they're not Karov to him, they're Karov to the...
To the Tzaveya. For the Maisa, they're disqualified. If they're Karov, they're disqualified. So therefore, meaningless. Good. You have to have a Sroff and Edom. And the Edom have to be Roy Lahoy. Otherwise, they're not called Edom, even though they can be made in a million other cases.
It's just like making a Sroff on nothing.
Exactly. In fact, Imor is going to talk about that in the bottom of the Umid Aleph, top of the Umid Beis. We're going to talk about Kroivim. But anyway, yes, what's up there?
Is it more of an Asay? And Asran Asay seems to be the lack of a parallel. Here it's an Alos Asay. Don't make a Shmua.
In all the cases when a person makes a full Shavuah, he's over on Lois. He's over on a lav. This lav, if it has a sro, and assuming that you consider a dibur to be a maisa, and if you remember the Gemara said before that even if you hold that a lav she'im b'maisa, ain't like enough, there's three exceptions to the rule. One is nishba, one is meimer, and one is mekal. The reason why nishba is different than Gemara said is because kilo yinaka Hashem. Hashem, udalo yinaka, ava lebez, and is menachem. Yeah, that's a Bezun Shalmata, but the Bezun Shalmata is Menachem. So therefore there is a din of Malkus by Nishba, and what the Gemara is saying is, Shvuas HaPikodin is more chomer than Shvuas Eidus. Shvuas HaPikodin is a din of Malkus. Oh, must be with Asra. Why don't you have the same thing by Shvuas Eidus? It's a clash, because you can't have Asra's Vade, that they should know for sure that this guy knows Eidus. Because if they know that he knows Eidus, then why don't they know the Eidus? In other words, they had to have been present to know for sure that these fellows
they should be able to be.
So they should be able to be made themselves.
Even when it says Hasra Safek and Shnei Hasra, it's good. But when it says
If you remember, what I was saying is Rashi says that we want to talk about a case of Hasra's Vadai. If we're going to talk about Asura Safik, we'd have machlokes of Yoichon Reish Lakish whether Asura Safik havi Hasra li havi Asra. So therefore Rashi says, Legabi Hasra's Vadai, everybody would agree that there is no possibility of Hasra's Vadai Beshuas Eidos, and since there is no such possibility, then there wouldn't be a din of Malkus. Aha, but what is there by Shvuas HaPikon? There is a din of Malkus. Oh, but why didn't it say the price of Malkus plus carbon? Masha Enkein Shvuas HaEidus, which only has a carbon. So why did it say both? Is a chasimen that since the Bryce only says Malkus, that there's only a din of Malkus. Talking about America, Amalei al zdoin Malkus machal the asra. They must have been asra. They come a Malkus in carbon light. Come to chois, I can be poishu the shayle Rav Kahana that if there's asra, no carbon, but only Malkus. Faiti more my chumra. What's the chumra now? Meaning that had you told me that this is Malkus plus carbon, and the case of Shuasa Edim is Shuasa Edus is only a case of carbon, it's two against one, Malkus and carbon, and this is just carbon. Okay, so that's a Chumrah. But once you're telling me that it's only one and one, and this is Malkus, and this is carbon, so who says then that Shuasa HaPikodon is more Chumrah than Shuasa Edus, my Chumrah? It's more very simple. The person has a choice. What would they prefer? Having to buy a carbon or having to go and get up to 39 lashes? Your average individual would rather go and take the carbon rather than get the lashes. So therefore that's why it's chomor in the fact that you have Malkus and you don't have the carbon. So bottom line is, l'choyre we've been poishet our shayt. Amluhu Rav Bar Isi. No, you cannot be poshed the shala. Man Tana Zodin Shvuas Bikon Loi Nitin Lechapara. Reb Shimon Avler Vanon Carbon Nami Maisi. What Rav Bar Isi is saying is, one second, Rabbeisa, have you forgotten what we learned in the previous perek? When it comes to Shvuas Bikon, there is in fact a machloikis whether or not Shvuas Bikon applies. When we say Shvuas HaPikon, the din of bringing a korban asham gizelos, whether that applies to mezid or only to shogeg. Why is there a machlokus about it? Because Reb Shimon says, I learned the din of me'ila from asham me'ilos. And just like asham me'ilos, it's only shogeg and not mezid. Same thing applies to Shvuas HaPikon, it's only shogeg and not mezid. Ah, that being the case, by Shvuas HaPikon, then there is no carbon if he went and made a Shvuas HaPikodon to Mezid. Ah, so that's why the Braisa says Chamur Hei Menish Wusa Pikon, that by Mezid is Malkus. Why didn't it say Malkus plus carbon? Oh, we can be Poshed Ashala. No, you can't be Poshed Ashala. Maybe according to Rabbanan, there will be Malkus and carbon. In other words, we can be Poshed partially. That is Taka Malkus. That's for sure, there's Malkus. Is it Malkus plus carbon and Malkus without carbon? So we said until now, well, it only says Malkus, it doesn't say carbon. Is the Harai Malkus without carbon? Says this man, the Yom Rav Bar. You say, no. It could be that the spice is going according to Pshimon. And Pshimon holds that there is no such thing as a carbon by Mezid. Why? Because I learned Me'ila from Hashem Me'ila. Avad Rabbanim, carbon Ami Maisa. Maybe Taka have to go and bring both. So we have not been fully Poshit Har Shai. Amr Rav Kahana bar Mino dahi. So Rav Kahana said, one second. That brisa that you just brought now, don't go and say, like Rava bar Isi said, that it goes according to Rav Shimon, and therefore I don't have a full-fledged raya. You don't need to come on to that. You can go and say, Taka goes according to Rabbanan. However, I learned this price, says Rav Kahana, the one that asked the child in the first place. I learned that price. However, we learned it differently than the girsa you just quoted. How did we learn the price? Again, how did the price start off? Chamura heimena shvuas ha-pikon. Shvuas ha-pikon is more chomer than shvuas ha-edus. Shechayom nazdoin ha-makis v'al shigasa the carbon asham. Zokt yet, Rav Kahana, I learned the very same braisa, and we learned the braisa that Shvuas HaPikon is more chomer than Shvuas HaEdis, that Echad Zedoyna, V'Echad Shigigasa, Oshem Mekasiv Shkolim. So even by Mezid, you have Korban, he doesn't mention anything about Makos. Zaytzechos, according to that braisa, the Taka is no Malkus by Shvuas HaPikon. Only a carbon, and is a carbon both by Mezid and by Shoigig, like the Rabbanon, that hold that there's a carbon, Hashem Gzelois, even by Mezid. But, one second, doesn't the same thing apply to Shvuas HaEdus, that is also a carbon? Here's a carbon, Hashem, and here's a carbon, Chatas, but they're all carbonois. So what's the Chumrah of Shvuas HaPikon more than Shvuas HaEdus? My Chumrah. Zilu Hasem Chatas Bas Danka. Asham, the Torah says, Beferish, if you have to go and pay Kesef Shkolim, Rashi brings it on the Omid Beis of Lamed Vav Omid Beis, towards the bottom. It says you have to bring an Elo Asham, be Erkecha Kesef Shkolim. You have to go and pay Kesef Shkolim. Two big Shkolim. Mashenkin Lagabi Ekor Machatas, when you bring the Kizbo Seira, it could be very cheap, even if it only cost a bas danka.
Can even go cheaper if it's a carbon already
over here. Oh, so that's the next point. But the Gemara is telling us is that even Lu Yitzur, this person happens to be wealthy, and he's bringing a behemah, just like the carbon Oshem Balim is bringing a behemah. The difference is, this Oshem you got to pay dearly for. It's got to be very expensive. It's got to be a Kesef Shkolim, two Shkolim. Mashenkin got the carbon Chatas, if you're able to go and get one of these snow sales, with or without the snow, then you have to go and pay. You don't have to pay more than a bas danka. A danka, of course, is a shtus, is a sixth. That's a sixth of a shekel. Much, much less. Ah, and, of course, Barry points out that that's only talking about if you're paying the kizbo seira. What happens if the person is not wealthy? Then he only has to go and bring two oizes. And what happens if the person is really not wealthy? He's going to go and bring a karban minchas choyte. So that presumably could be even less than a danka. Oh, so bottom line is, we have no right from that braisa, because the braisa is not talking about malchus. It's talking strictly about karban, both the mezid and the shoyte. Okay, fine. So let us learn the braisa like Rav Kahana just learned. And now let's bring a raya by the fact that it says that b'mezid by a korban, shvuas ha-pikadoin. What's the din? Not a korban, but by shvuas ha-pikadoin b'mezid, you bring a korban. Why doesn't the Taka mention Malkus? So the omission of the word Malkus suggests that that's how we can be poshed our shail at the top of the omud. Then in fact, even b'mezid, you don't give Malkus, because the Torah was Machadish over here. Osham, yes. Karb and Malkus, no. Let's go and learn from that price, and we push it our Shaila. So don't be pushed like we were pushed before, according to the earlier Girsa, that there is Malkus. There is Malkus. Now with this new Girsa, let's be pushed, there is no Malkus. Everything more, we can't be pushed until Mulei Asur Bay. The person taka did it amazed, but there were no edim that gave him hasra. Oh, if there's no hasra, kuli al mamoidi, then you can't have a situation of getting malchus. And Barry's thinking to himself, what happens if he's a chover? We're talking about under normal circumstances, according to most of the Tanam and Amiram, you do have to give hasra. There is one mandiyama that says you don't have to give hasra if the person's a chover. But bottom line is they did not give masra, and the person's not a chover. Sorry, bazoi, then there wouldn't be a shaila. The whole shaila at the top of the amud was, he's b'shvus b'konim, his rubai. And there was no asra. There's no asra of Adam, there's no malchus. So what's the chomer? The chomer is that this is an expensive carbon, and this is an inexpensive carbon. So the ma'isa, I cannot be poished from that price. You're entitled to up to 3 points now.
And the side question says, we have a principle in Shema, there are some people who would rather suffer than pay money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I didn't want to interrupt the Gemara before, but that's not we have, and every day in the Kriyat Shema, we have a point opposite what the Gemara is stating there. That not everybody is willing to pay money. They'd rather suffer.
What do you think the roiv of people is?
Well, we're going by roiv, okay?
Very right. Rubei Kikulei. Most people, a reasonable person in the streets, would prefer
pay
$200 rather than getting 39 lashes. I have another lashon, another brayse I want to bring a raya from Toshima. Ein chayoven al shigigosa. When it comes to shvuas bikon, you're not chayv on shogig. What do you mean? What do you mean? You're not chayv on shogig. The whole shayv is your mezer, nish mezer, machloikus of shimon rabban. Shogig for sure. Zoktoch Rashi back in the Mishnah that your potter on shigigosa gredisa. What's made shigigosa gredisa? You come over to a person to whom you gave a pikodoy, and you said, "Mister, give me my pikodoy back." And the person looks at you as if you're crazy. I don't know you. I've never met you. I don't know what pikodoy you're talking about. You're crazy. Azoi, make a shvua. He makes a shvua, and then 3 days later he starts thinking to. Hey, 1 second, I knew that guy looked a little bit familiar. Yeah, now I remember it was Monday morning, it was a big snow, and I was kind of a bissel tzedrait, I was tzehit, I was tzeridit, I was tzechisht and tzemisht, and yeah, somebody dumped on me some begodim, I don't remember who, it was Van, yeah, and I gave him a ticket. Now I'm a yisakadak with that fella, yeah. So at the time that he made the shvua, he was a total shogeg, or like Rashi calls it, a total onus. And we learned back a few days ago in the Gemara, it's got to be ha'odom b'shvua v'loy ha'onus. If you remember, the Gemara brought by the two Talmidim of Rav, each one said, Rav said the Shir Yah, and each one of them said Nisht. Both of them made a shvua, and then afterwards Rav paskin, of course, like one of the two, and the other one said, did I make now a shvua by mistake? Do I have to go and bring a korban now? Said Rav, libcha onsach, since the whole thing was a total oinus, you're totally potter. Here, that's what the Gemara is referring to when it said in the Mishnah yesterday, Beinei chayv al shigigasa gredesa, if it was a total shogig, then at the time that he made his shvua, he was convinced that he's saying the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But only later on did he find out, unfortunately, he made a boo-boo, he made a mistake. He's totally potter. As we stated in the Braise, in Chayom Shingas. But now the Braise continues on. Mahin Chayovin, what are they Chayiv? Al Zdoina, Osham, Bekasiv, Shkolim. Ooh. Why did it say Zodoin, Osham? Why didn't it say Zodoin? You get Malkis. And or Malkis plus an Osham. My love by the Asra Bay, aren't we talking about that it was a straw? And nevertheless, you give a carbon, and you don't get Malkis. Everyone is correct. How can I play Asra Bay? According to this other lotion, the same thing applies. No Asra, there's no Asra, then there's no Shaila. The whole Shaila is only based on your Asra. On Asra, of course, there's no Malkis, and about it is a carbon. Toshima. So let's again be patient. Loyim Amris bin Nozir Tomei Shekin Loike. Tomei Shavuos HaPikon Shein Loike. Let's differentiate between the Nozir Tomei and the Shavuos HaPikon. By Nozir Tomei, he gets Malkis. Shavuos HaPikon, no Malkis. Okay? So now what's the right from the Brazen? Midikom Maloike, since the Reisha says Nozir Tomei, there is Malkis. Maklal Da'asurvei. Obviously there's Asura. Without Asura, you couldn't get Malkis. And what does it say? B'shavuos HaPikon Shein Loike. That means even with Hasra, the Ka'amar, and the Brice says, Fem Shuasa Bikon, Shaina Loika, is the Hakloda Raya, that there is no Malkis by Mezid by Shvuas Api Kodoin. But what would be the fallback? What is it? Abu Karma Maisi. So therefore, we can be poached our shayla at the top of the Omud that if there was a Shvuas Api Kodoin, the Hisru boy, no Malkis, but yes, Karbon. Zokima Nishkaraya. My Ein Eloike, when it says in the Braisa that there is no Malkus, it doesn't mean by Shvuas HaBikon you don't give Malkus. You do administer Malkus, or at least possibly you would administer Malkus. In other words, there is no concrete Raya. The Ein Eloike doesn't mean don't give Malkus. It means that the Malkus is not sufficient. The Ein Nifter be Malkus. Aha. What's the difference between Nozir Shenitma, Nozir Tomei, and Shvuas HaBikon? Nozir Tomei gets Malkus, Aledikt. But that he is atoned for. Shvuas HaBikon, Ein Eloike, the Malkus is not enough. Nochin Malkus, he still has to bring a Karban Asham. So with this reinterpretation of the Braisa, we have no Raya. Ein Eloike could mean no Malkus period, or it could mean that Malkus is not sufficient. You have to give Malkus plus carbon. So Vaita, we're stuck with our original Shaila. Says he won't. The Chor, that Pshat cannot be.
Well, in this we see that he's part of the negotiate, that he is high of Korban and Malkus, right?
Okay, so let's think about this again. The Braisa says that Nozir Tomei is more chomor than Shvuas HaBikon. Nozir Tomei, Malkus, Shvuas HaBikon, no Malkus.
Right.
So the Chayyim, we've been pushed at Ashayla, even though this Asra must be talking about Asra, otherwise the Nozir Tomei wouldn't get Malkus. See, with Asra, no Malkus, period, and he brings the carbon, we're done, we're finished with Ashayla. Says, you want to know? Mishkalai. Maybe when it says Ein Eloike, it doesn't mean we don't give Malkus. We administer Malkus the full 39, mit Alek Kavanis 39. So what do you mean Ein Eloike? That Malkus is not sufficient for an atonement. We have to throw in carbon as well. So you can learn it this way, and you can learn it that way, so we can't be patient. But now the question is, if you're going to learn it that new way, so then when it says Nozir Tomei Loike, that means that the Malkus was sufficient. Right, according to this new pshat. No, the time may just bring Malkus and you're done, go home, you're finished. Mashenke, and if you happen to be a Shvuas HaBikon guy, even after the 39 lashes, you still got to do something more, you got to go and bring your carbon. So you're McLeod, the tongue knows the tummy, nifted the Malkus, a lady. Her carbon ksibbe, everybody knows the tummy, also has to bring carbonis to be able to start again his new Naziris Tahara. He got Nebuch Fablunjin in the middle of his 30 days, he became tummy. So, if he did it, amazing. In addition to the Malkus, he has to bring his carbonis. Everything more, you're 100% right. The Hosam the Maisi Karman Kihechi the Teichal Alei Naziris Betahara. There you have to bring your Kabbanis for another reason. Another reason is because you want to start again day one of your new cycle of the 30 days of Naziris Tahara. So you got to bring Kabbanis. Otherwise, you're still stuck in the old original Naziris Tumah that you got Nebuch Fablunjin, that you got Tumah. So therefore, those Karbonis that you bring at that time, those are not atonement Karbonis, those are to be machshiyu for the new Nesiris Tahar. One second. Mashenke lagabi Shvuas HaBikon. Shvuas HaBikon is such a bad thing that you did. What do you have to do? It's not only sufficient to go and give him Malkus according to this pshat. You'd have to have Malkus plus a carbon so that this person can go and delete this terrible demerit from his balance sheet. So we start off brand new, so this balance sheet, Baruch Hashem, is clean and is beautiful, and now we have to work on other affairs. Yes, Barry?
Usually the Gemara talks about a Nazir who drinks wine, and that's the thing we're warning against. And that doesn't require a Korban, too. It doesn't interrupt the Naziris. It's a lav.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's puzzling to me why it's bigger than Nazir Tame, because the better parallel is the lav, which doesn't have a Machshir Korban. No, as a sequel.
The reason why I think the Gemara is bringing this Nozir Tomei as the parallel case, because if you remember the Rashi that we had towards the top of the Omud,
yeah.
The Rashi said on the fourth line, Li'ashchan Mezid to Maisi Karban, line number five, Lav Dafka Kolaturikul, Sheridalin Mevim Alazodoin Kishkaga. Who are those? The Shifa Charuf and the Nozir Tomei.
It's a Korban requirement.
So therefore, now the Chayyim are both on the same footing according to this Snoop Shot. Both the Nozir Tomei has to get Malkus plus bring a carbon noise. Here too, the Shvuas HaBikon man gets Malkus according to this pshat, plus carbonis. So what's the difference? They exactly the same. Oh, here you need the carbonis for atonement. There you need carbonis for a zaitika, for wrinkle, to be able to start again, maskal and azir stahara, but they're not for kapar. Bottom line is, we thought we had a whole bunch of good rayas. we're still stuck in the original Shaila that we asked. Amru Rabbana Kamei Derab. These three giants that we spoke about on the bottom of the Amud Beis, all coming out from Shavuos Beir Rabba. Now, Rav Kahana asked them the Shaila. They've been mitching on the Shaila now for the last 29 minutes, and perhaps for days and weeks. Amru Rabbana Kamei Derab. The next time they come back in front of their Rosh Yeshiva Rabba, that's where they were learning Masechta Shavuos, they told him, Rabba, an interesante Shaila. Yesterday after the shir, we all went home, we met Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked us, what's the din if there was Asra, mit a carbon, Malkus with a carbon, Malkus without a carbon, no Malkus at all. So when Rabbi heard that, Omelahu, Rabbi didn't address the Shaila itself, but he made a diuk, he made an inference. Omelahu, Mechlal, the Chiloi Asra Bey, the Ike Edom, Mechayiv, the Choyra, the premise of the Shaila of Rav Kahana is, I'm asking a question when there is Hasra. In a case with is Hasra, Yom Malkus, Nish Malkus, Malkus Mita Carbon, Ona Carbon, Mar Carbon, Ona Malkus. What happens if you only have Edom without Hasra? L'choira, what would Rav Kahana hold? That you'd have to bring your carbon. Kamalkus you can't give him, because there's no Hasra. But you do have Edom. So therefore, L'choira, this person is going to have to go and bring his Shavuos HaPikaron, he's going to have to bring his Asham Gizelos. 1 second, said Rabbi. Kfiras Devarim Bi'almahu. Rabbi says, when this person made that shvua was meaningless. Because there are two Edom that are present that are saying, we know that you're holding on to this Bikon. They didn't give Asra. If they were given Asra, we'd get into Rav Kahana's Shaila. So, we're not asking the Shaila of Rav Kahana. There was no Asra, but there were two Edom. And the two Edom say, we know that you have that Pikon, give it back to him. And he makes a shvua, is mashal from the Shaila of Kahana, that even in such a case, he's doing it amazing. Mit Edom, he would still have to bring the carbon, like it says in the Mishnah, Chai Valzad Neshvua, he'd have to bring his carbon, Asham Gzelis. Freitech Rabba, Tzkfirith Vorm Baalmahu. Anybody that has any seichel sees that the two Edom, and any minute the two Edom can go into Bezdin and then go and say, this guy is a ligner, a liar, a shmendrik, a bandit, a gazlan, a ritzeach, a ganef. We know for sure that he hasn't become. We saw it 5 minutes ago in his store. It's hanging there on the hook. Alma, by Rabbi asking this question rhetorically and saying, oh, Rav Kahana holds if there are Edom, he still goes and brings a carbon asham. Alma kasover Rabbi, hakoifer b'momen chiyesh olav Edom. A person who says kfira about moment that there are Edom, I know that there are Edom, the Edom are standing there, he's potur. That's l'choyre what Rabbi holds. The Gemara considers this to be a gewaldige chidush, because when do I say that someone was koifer the kfiris dvarim? If after the person comes into Bezin and the Teveya takes the nitba, the one that held on to the Bikodin, he says, you owe me the Bikodin, no, make a shvur. And then two Edom come and say, what are you talking about? We saw it 5 minutes ago, we just passed by his store, it's hanging there, it's very pretty, with a plastic, on a plastic. So, we have Edom, what will be the halach? Okay. We bask in favor of the Teveya against the Nitva. But here, and what would you have to do? You'd have to go and bring Vishtetzach, your carbon Asham Gzelis, like it said in the Mishnah. On a Zom, you have to bring in a carbon Asham. What Rabbi is saying is that since at the time that he said his Kfira, there were already two Edom standing there. They didn't give Hasra. They were standing there. And he knows that the Edom know. And the Edom is saying, we know that you have that because I don't care. Defiantly, he makes a Shvur. He's potter from having to bring a carbon asham gzelois because it's kfiras dvar. It's not kfiras mamain. What he is saying is meaningless. It's nonsense. It's ridiculous. Because I have two edim that are saying that what he is saying is just not true. Azoi halt Rabba. So now the Gemara is going to first bring a raya to Rabba, which we're going to be doichet. Then we're going to ask a half a dozen kashas on Rabba. We're going to repeat some of the braises we already learned before. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say at the end, Tiyufta de Rabba Tiyufta. We'll get to Shem, we'll get there, it'll take a few minutes, but that's the whole summary of this part of the Sikh.
Well, according to Rabba, that's a case of, up to his point, Shavuos HaPikaron is where there are no Edom, where he's, and then subsequently they come.
Either subsequently they come, or he's Moide Misvada on his own, he says, Rabbeisai, it's now coming, Yoim Hadin Hagodl Bahanoira, Chil Ura Oda Yoichezun, I'm afraid of Chas Vishalim. And now he's moed in mislad, and he has to go and bring his carp. It's only Rav Chanina le Rabba. Tanya Messiah, I'll bring your raya to your halacha. I'm a fetish of raya. It says in the pasuk, v'chichesh ba v'nishba al shoker. This is a pasuk regarding shvur sapikot. So to yomar, chichesh ba, prat le moed li echem and achem li echem and a shutfim. In a case when he's moed to one out of two brothers, or one out of two shutfim, then he's potter. What's exactly the case? We'll see it in another couple of lines. V'nishba al shoker. Prat leloy v'bishtar, uleloy v'edim. Oh, when do you have to bring a korban asham gezeilois nishbal shoker? Prat comes to exclude if there was alvo bishtar, because the shtar already says that this fellow who talks about this pikodin or talks about this sesumas yod about this loan, he's a phony. I have a shtar. The shtar is gezeigot. It has on it the notarization mit the hempik mit the gamtsamaser. Or there are edim loy v'edim. So again, prat he would not have to bring a carbon because it's a kfiris dvar. It's not a kfiris mamon. His kfiris mamon is ridiculous. It's nonsense. I have to weigh them. I have a shtar. So l'choira, this price is directly on point. Nishbal shoker, prat leloy v'bi edim, that you don't bring a carbon, just like Rava said, because it's kfir, the mamon sheishlo of edim is bought. This is the raya that they tried to bring to Rava. Rava having what we call today intellectual honesty. Omalei, even though it's a riot to me, it's not a conclusive riot. Why? Because I could understand the safe of this brisa a little bit differently. Not nishbal shoker means he made a shavua, and it turns out that there were eidim b'shas masa, like we learned until now. But rather, bo'imer, levisi, b'loy levisi b'eidim. Levisi, b'loy levisi b'shtar. That really the truth of the matter is that he's moide to the pikodon, or moide to the sesumas yod, to the halva, totally moide. Since he's moide, then of course he's not going to have to bring a shvuas, an asham gezelis on a shvuas apikodon, because he's moide. He's not denying it. So what's the denial? The denial he's saying is on the details. It wasn't halva in front of Eidim. It wasn't halva b'shtar. It was not halva. I owe you $100, 100%. But these Eidim, these are a bunch of shmendriks. This piece of paper is worthless, but I owe you $100, no question about it. So what's the din in that case? The nishbal shoker prat, the loy b'shtar, loy b'Eidim. The whole thing that he's denying is only the shtar and the Eidim. But he's not denying the halva, since he's not being koifer the moment at all. Then of course he doesn't have to bring an asham gezeilos because he's not stealing, he's masking. And that's what the Brice is talking about. Now you're going to tell me, come on, that doesn't sound like the right pshat in the Brice. Says Rabbi, I'll show you. Mimai. Meriktani, let's go to the first part of the Brice. B'chichish part. Prat l'moid l'echem min ha'achin or l'echem min ha'shutf. Then you don't bring a carbon. What does it mean that he was moide to one of the brothers? In other words, there were two brothers. One lent him $50. The other lent him $50. And to one of the brothers he says, "Yo, I owe you the money." The other brother he says, "Nay, I don't owe you the money." Who cares that to one of the brothers he said, "Yo"? The important thing is to the other brother he said, "Nay." And once he says nine, and he makes a shvu on that nine, it's the shvu sapikon. So of course he should have to go and bring his carbon asham gzeilois, not vis-a-vis the guy he was moided to. He's moided, forget about it. But the guy that he's koivered to. So that couldn't be the pshat. El lav, mushvin zon. The amri lay that the two brothers, or the two shutfim say together, mitravinon yasvis. The word travina is like mitravayu. Travina, from both of us, you borrowed $100. You borrowed $100 from the two of us. Reuven and Shimon together, you owe us $100. The Yom Lehu. And he responds, Loi, I taka owe $100, but I didn't borrow from Reuven and Shimon. Because I don't like Reuven. I don't even look at him. I don't say good morning to him. I don't say goodbye to him. I can't stand him. Shimon, yo, Michal Menaychu Yasvi. Avad, I owe $100, but not to Reuven. Reuven, you can kloppen vanteran. I only owe to Shimon.
Why should it matter?
That's exactly right. That's the point of the braisa. That's the reason why he doesn't bring a carbon, because it doesn't matter. He's only arguing on the details. But bottom line is he agrees, I owe $100. He'll give the $100 to Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon will already work it out between themselves. But the point is, he's moedim his father. So there's no hakchoshas moment whatsoever. Back to the Braisa. And he's arguing on the other. So you should have to bring a carbon on the other one. If you're telling me that you're part from a carbon, the Amalimit Rabina and Yasvis, they say you borrowed from both of us. I only borrowed the Alma. He's only arguing on the pertinent details, but which are not pertinent for our purposes. Why they're not pertinent? Because Lamazi said, I owe the money. So of course he's parted from having to go and making or bringing this carbon Hashem Gesegles because he wasn't koifer b'mamet. Just like in the ratio of the Brayse, so you agree with me, it's talking about these koifer on Dvorim. Dvorim means just on the details, the unimportant
immaterial.
Immaterial. What would I do with that, Jibari? The immaterial term, the immaterial details, that doesn't cause requirement to go and bring a carbon. So the Sefer Nami, when it's talking about Levisi and Valer Levisi from the Edim, Valer Levisi Bishtar, who cares? Your Shtar, your Edim, Edim, Shtar, with Nafkimina. He agrees that he's Levisi. Sefer Nami, Kfir is Vart. So therefore, bottom line is a Traba. No Raya from that price. But now we're going to ask a slew of kashas on Rabbi. Toshima. Eina chayiv al shigigosa. You're not chayiv. This is the price that we had earlier on. By Shavuos HaBikon, if at the time that they asked the shomer, who's holding on to the Bikon, came back to Bikon, and he had total amnesia, he doesn't remember anything about it, and he says, I make a shvu, I never saw you, I don't know what you're talking about, and then afterwards he remembers, he was an onus, he is potter in the chayv shugos. Umayu chayv al zdoina. What is he chayv on the zodin? Asham bekesef shkolim. Now, what caused him to be a zodin? Zodin means he is defiantly saying, "Ashvur that I don't owe you this pikodin." So apparently, my love zodin edim, that there are edim who are standing there waving to him and say, "Yanko, we know, you know." They didn't give Asra. If we didn't get Asra, then we're back to the first shayla at the top of the Yomit. Your Malkus, Nish Malkus, your Kav, Malkus, Mitzakav, Anakav. No, no. They're just Adam standing over there. And with defiance, he makes a shvur. And what does it say here in the Braisa? Mal chayv zdoina, Hashem, Hashem bekesef shkolim. Is the haraya that even though there are Adam, nevertheless, you still have to bring your carbon. Not like Rabba said that if there are Adam, it's only a kfiras dvarim, you don't bring a carbon. Anyone like? So not tomorrow. Hitaka said of amazing. There are no Adam standing around anywhere. In fact, there were no Adam machlal. But he defiantly against the Rabbeinu Shloim and against the owner of this chayfitz, this pikadon, he goes and says, "Defiantly, I make a shvuah b'mezid. On that, you have to go and bring a korban asher. But if they're edim, I don't know. So far, I have no solid kasha on Rabba because maybe we're not talking about edim whatsoever. It's Toshima. Let's try to bring another raya against Rabba." And now we're going to go and quote the Gemara that we had in the previous parak by Shavuos Eidim. How you stay Kiti Eidim? There were two Kiti Eidim, and the Tzoveya asked both Kiti Eidim, please come and be made for me. And both of them were Koifer, and both of them said, Aloy Mitan Aleph, we're not going to go and say Eidis, and they went and made a Shavuot. Both of them were koifer. Since all four, both kitos, could have been mekayim through their edus, therefore the din Torah could have been paskin sai based in kat one, sai in kat two. Therefore, if they both refused, and afterwards the moedim mismada, they're going to have to go and bring the carbon chatas oyleviyoded because of the fourth shvus edus. Fine. So now the Gemara analyzes. Now, until what we learn now, that was part of the Mishnah back in the previous parak. And now the Gemara analyzes. I can understand why the second pair of Edom are Chayiv. If you have two pair, and the first pair already were Makhish and say, we don't know Edis, we make a Shvua, we're not going to say Edis, etc. So the only game in town that's left is Kashnia. In other words, when the Kasri Shoina were Machish, they still left over two other Edim to decide the Dintayim. But vis-a-vis the second cut, when it came their time, at that point, the Kasi Shoyin is already out of the picture. They already said, we're Makrish, we don't know, we're not going to testify. Mitashvur. So in Bazoi, I can understand why Shnia Techayiv, the Kofel of Kasi Shoyin has already been Kofer. So the only way that the Tevea could win now would be based on the Kashnia. The Kashnia says again, same thing with Kofer, and they make a Shvur. I can understand why they should have to go and bring their carbon Chatas oil of the yoyed because of their false shvuas eitz. And the Rishonim are mechayev. Why should the first cut be chayev? Hakai mishnia. After all, the second pair of eidim are still standing around, and they could theoretically go and be made on behalf of the tzeveh. So therefore, it's like the Gemara used an expression: "Heinachti lechamokim ligvois emena." I left you another option alternative. I left you these other two eidim. So why would the first pair of eidim have to go and get the din of Shmuas Eidus with a Mechuyiv to bring a carbon Chatas Oyla V'Yoyrei? That's how we learn Pshat back in Herik Shmuas Eidus. What the Gemara is now saying is slightly differently. What the Gemara is saying is Hakai Mishnia, the second pair are standing around. What means does the second pair are standing around? That there are Eidim. And the Eidim knew what was going on. Bishas, the other pair are being koifer b'momayn. Ah, so if that's the case, look to Tap Rashi, Hakai Mishnia, Elav Shmamina, Kfiris Momen Shiesh Olav Edim, even though there are Edim over here, that second pair of Edim who are Kaima, who is still around, had not been Matchish yet, and the original person was koifer b'momayn. What do you mean it was koifer moment? If there are Edom standing around these koifer moment, what did Rabbi say in the Omer Aleph? That kviras dvarim of moment, sheyesh lev Edom, is potter, the whole thing is potter, because she's going to be garnished, because there are Edom over here. So whatever he's saying is nonsense. It's irrelevant. It's meaningless. So, Ibazoi, why are you even talking about a din of kviras moment? Sakhtor Edom is the chira raya, that even though there are Edom, nevertheless, a kviras moment is a kviras moment, until and unless the Edom are made and they speak up in Bezdin. But until that point, the fact that there are Edom there, that kviras moment is kviras moment, is the chira raya against Rabbo.
They Edom have to be testified. In this case, the Edom aren't testifying. They're being kofer.
They haven't been kofer yet. They're still Hakai Mishnia. The first pair have been Makrish, the second ones are there, ready, willing, and able, L'choyre, to go and be made.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to be kofer.
Right.
So we're saying that the first pair should go and get Malkus. Faith Dimara, why should they go and get Malkus? After all, I'm sorry, not Malkus. Why should they have to go and bring the carbon, Shvuas HaPikadon, Shvuas HaEdus, Chatas Oil of Yerit? Why should they have to go and do it? What's the story over here? There's obviously a nitzpa who's being koi for the moment. Right. And what is he saying? It's not true.
Right.
What do you mean it's not true? I have the other pair of Edom over here. If they have the other pair of Edom, what did Rabbi say? Anytime a person is koi for, and there are Edom present, spotted. And the whole thing is spotted. So Frank D. Morrison, then why, even the first pair of Edom, why are they chayiv to go and bring their chatas oil of yoyred? What they are machish is not hakchosha involving edis of mamayn. The mamayn doesn't exist because there's another pair of Edom that say he owes in the mamayn. And as long as that other pair of Edom is around, then a kfiris mamayn sheyesh lo Edom havi loy havi kfir. Is the charaya from this that if we're being machayiv the first two Edom to go and bring the chatas oil of the yoyred, that even though it's a kfira sheyesh ba Edom, that second pair of Edom, it's still a kfira's moment, or kfira's edis in this case, edis of moment, and therefore they have to go and bring a carbon chatas. Not like Rabba that said anytime you have a kfira of moment in front of Edom, the whole kfira's moment is meaningless, it's worthless.
Now this problem is about the asham gezeila, not about the chatas oil of the yoyred. There's two different.
There's no question about it. Shmuas Eidus is a din of chatas oil of the yoyred.
There's two different chiyuvei korban here. The first pair of Eidim are chayav a korban oil of the yoyred for denying Eidus. But Rava was talking about the asham gezeila that the.
Yizok zeh zeh good. Rabbi didn't refer in particular to any particular carbon. He just said a kfiris moment sheyesh lav edim loy havi kfira is garnished. Your potter. The Gemara is assuming that this goes across the board,
okay,
both for Shavuos Eidus purposes and for Shavuos. Right. Now, why does the Gemara assume it goes across the board? Because you will recall so vividly from the previous parak that the din of Shavuos Eidos only applies if there was a Tvias Mamayn. Right. How do we know that there were four separate Mandiyamrim? What were some of the rayas? Oyin, oyin, techta, techta. Shavuos Eidos, this is the only one. Re'iyah below Yediyah, Yediyah below Re'iyah. You all remembered Baruch Hashem, Gevaldik. But the point is, every single Shavuos Eidos has to involve a Kfiras Mamayn. Zoktach Rabba, what's the Kfiras Mamayn? You got to weigh them over here. There was no Kfiras, it's only Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. It's Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. There's no Shavuos Eidos of the Chatzos Eidos V'Yayit, the Eidos that we're talking about. And in our case, by Shavuos Bikon, there wouldn't be a Din of Hashem Gezelois, because there's no Kfiras Mamayn. It's only Kfiras Dvarim. And we had this teretz already in the previous parak. Going to Hoyse Shnia B'Shas Kfiras Rishoina. Oh, it's talking about the two Edom at the time that the first pair of Edom were Koifer and Machish. The second pair of Edom were Shvugers. Shvugers means that they were brothers-in-law. How were they brothers-in-law? Because they married two sisters. Huh. So therefore they're Apostle the Edos. Since they're Apostle the Edos, the only game in town, so to speak, at the time of the Hakosha by the first pair, was only the first pair, because the second pair are disqualified, they're incompetent because they are Kroivim. Ah, so getting back to our Shaila, so then there were no Kfiras Momen Shieshlav Edom. There were no Edom. I don't understand. But the Mishnah says that there were two pairs of Edom. It says there were Shtei Kitei Edom and Kofri Shoyin and Kofri Shnei. You're telling me that there was no second pair of Edom. Yeah, there was a second pair of Edom. Of course, what happened? Shortly thereafter, Nebuch, the women passed away. Because the Shesayin, Gois is Sois. The two women were deathly ill. So what difference does that make? And therefore we should say, it's as if they never died already. And therefore these two Edom, although they're not in the batter's box, but they're waiting in the
bench.
They're waiting on the bench.
Yeah, bullpen.
They're on deck. They're in the bullpen, right? Well, bullpen is only if you're a pitcher, right? Not if you're
they're in God's waiting room.
They're in God's waiting room. Anyway, so they're waiting.
You said a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too long ago.
They
can't. They don't have a chazaka of being dead.
And that's Gemara says. The Gemara says, I would think that therefore they should be considered shentoit. And therefore we should deem the second pair of Edom as if they are Edom. And therefore we should have a kfiras dvarim in front of Edom. Where Rabbi said it's potter and here it says it's chai. No. Kamash melon hash to me it's chai. As long as they are alive, they're alive. They're not dead. When they'll die, we'll worry about it. But the moment they're alive, and since they are alive, therefore, the two latter Edom are possibly Edom because they're Shvugers, because they are Kroivim. So it's as if we don't have Edom. Oh, if we don't have Edom, Avadi, you have to go and bring your carbon because it's a Kfiras Mamayn. She'ein Olav Edom, or Ein Olav Edom Kisheirim. Yeah, we have two people that know, but they're Shvugers, so therefore they're disqualified. Good, so we thought we had a knockout Kasha on Rabba, and we knock out that raya, that kasha, nishka kasha. Toshima, let's bring up another raya. Balabai shaton tainis ganav bipikodoy. Vinishba vahoida ubo eidim. Aha. What's this talking about? We're talking about a shoymer, and now someone comes to shoymer and says, hey, shoymer, you owe me my pikodoy. And he's toying tainis ganav. That means he was a shoymer chinam. And he says, oh, do you have no idea what happened yesterday? Two ganavim came and they stole the whole thing. Toying tainis ganav. And of course, the whole thing was baloney. He himself was the ganav. He was taka toying down his ganav.
It's true.
That's true.
That's the only truth he said.
That's the only truth he said. It wasn't another ganav. Erlang giving the ganav. Okay. Vinishman, he made a shvur. Now, stop over here for one moment. What is the next step in this drama, in this show? He was originally the shomer. He was toying down his ganav. He made a shvur. So now it depends. If subsequently no edim come, but he's hoida, he's moida misvada. Oh, so that gets us to the parish at the end of parashas Vayikra, our Torah of Shavuos HaPikodim. What is this person going to have to do? He's going to have to bring his Hashem Gezelois, and he's going to have to give him his Keren. He's going to have to add a Chaymish. God says he's Moedim Misvadim. But what happens if, in fact, he's not Moedim Misvadim, but rather, Edom come and say, you are the Ganav. Then we get to parashas Mishpatim. Parashas Mishpatim says, in a situation like that, you're going to have to pay Kefil. You'll also have to bring your Hashem Gezelois. But you go and pay kefil. So the difference between the two parshiyos, whether he himself is moide or bo edim, moide he pays the kefil. If it's edim, moide he pays the chaimish, and if it's edim, he's going to have to pay kefil. Aha. What happened over here? Both things happened. Venishba, Mohoide, Uboe. Zokto the Brisa. Im Achloi Bo Edim Hoide, if he was Moide first, before the Edim came. No, as soon as he's Moide, the Torah says in parts of the Yikra, Mishalim Karen, Bechemish, Beyashim. Alevi, finish. Even if the Edim comes subsequently, he already fulfilled the requirements of parshas VaYikra. He has to pay the keren, he has to add chaymish, and he brings a kumash. When I'm the imishibo edim hoide, first the edim came and said, this guy is himself the ganav, and then he says, okay, Rabbi Yisai, I finally changed my mind, I'm talking moide. The mishalim tishlumi kefil v'ashim. The oshim remains the same, but instead of the chaymish, he pays the kefil. Why did they have to pay the chaymish in addition to the kefil? Sigmara asks that elsewhere, and Rashi brings himself to Baba Kama, because you never bring chaymish on moment she'ena mishtal barosh, it's only if it's mishtal barosh. Mishtal barosh means that you're paying only the keren, then you add a chaymish. But here he's paying kefil, it's not mishtal barosh, you don't go and add a chaymish as well. Okay, nishkanafkimer. Anyway, what does the Gemara want to bring right from this? We're talking about im mishabo edim hoidim mishalim teshlum me kefil v'asham. Oh, Edim came, what's the halacha now? Then he's going to have to go and bring his carbon asham. Wait 1 second. If there are Edim, then the kfira that he made was a kfira's dvarim. What is Rabba hold by kfira's dvarim? You're parted from bringing a carbon because whatever you said was meaningless. So when is the Torah ever machayiv a carbon osham? When there are no Edim. No Edim came. He himself was chil or other yoychez and he decides to do tshuva. And now he's moidim isvad on his own. Then you have to bring a carbon osham. But if there are Edim, you never bring a carbon osham according to Rabba. Rabba's sefer Edim is kfira's dvarim. The whole thing is part of
it. He wouldn't pay, he just paid Karen.
Okay, we're focusing on the carbon now, not on the asham. We're not talking about the kefil, we're not talking about the chaymish. As far as the asham is concerned, according to Rabba, you never bring a carbon if it's a kfiras dvarim be'alma, which is our case over here, because we have Edom. So why does it say in all cases he always brings the asham? Your Edom hoide, your nish Edom, always asham. No, if bo Edom, there shouldn't be a carbon asham. We have to say the same terms as we gave on the top line, Umravina. It's talking about those two Edim initially were not Edim. Why were they not Edim? Because they were Shvugis. And the two wives never were Goises. And I would have think that they are Edim. And then afterwards it turned out never they died. And then they did become Edim. But initially they weren't Edim. Since initially they were not Edim. So therefore there was a Kfiras Mamain She'ain all of Edim Ksherim. They are Edom, but they're Shmugas. And of Edom Sherim, and therefore, even Rabbi will be Moida Vadi Yechai Vakarben Asha.
I mean, this part of Shmugas are ghosts of self. Why is it that Edom, they're Medusayam? They're not here. Edom, they aren't here.
Rabbi apparently doesn't distinguish. Rabbi apparently holds that if you have Edom, even if they're on the moon, as long as they're Edom, whatever you say is meaningless in the front of those two.
Because you'll never know, and there's always a suspect. There may be Edom, there may not be Edom. There may be on the moon, there may be not be.
So in the case where there are Edom present, then I know for sure. If they're not Edom, I'm not choshed that they're Edom. What's the Gemara's Lashon? Edom be somewhere, and I'm here, I don't have to worry about Edom. If I know of them, there's one thing. If I don't know, then I don't have to assume that there are none. So the Gemara writes, Edom be Esna. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Toshima, let's bring another Rai against Rabbah. Chamur mimenah shvuas habikon. Oh, this should sound familiar. We had this back in the Amud Aleph. Shvuas habikon is more chamur than shvuas eidah. Shechayoven al zdoinam makis. Baal shigigosa. Oshem bekesef shkolim. So in the Reish it says that chayoven al zdoinam makis. Midik omar loike mechlal deike eidim. They are eidim. The Reish the eidim gave hasra. That's why there's makis. The Sefer, there were Edom, but there was no Hasra'a, and therefore you bring a carbon Asham. V'ka'am ha'shigasa Asham b'kesef shkolim, even though there are Edom, l'choyden not like Rabba, because according to Rabba, if there are Edom, you never bring a carbon, you're a potter, it's just a kfiras dvarim, it's not a kfiras mamain. Amlu Rav Mordechai, bar minodahi, forget about that brisa. The Amlu Rav Kahana, don't you remember Rav Kahana? Quoted this brisa in the Amud Aleph, he says, "Ano tanina la v'achi tanina la." Rav Kahana had a different gears in the entire brisa. That what's the new gears? Echad's doing the echad shigasa asher mikasev shkolim. Therefore, it's not talking about a case of Edom at all, no Edom, and that's why b'meizit and b'shogi you bring a carbon asham. Is it shver on Rava? No, they're no Edom. If they're no Edom, avadi you bring a carbon asham. Everybody stop parshas and asham at the end of parshas vayikra in the Torah. So no raya. Toshima again the price of the omer aleph loy mamar zvinoz etomi shekin loike your malchus temish was mikon shein loike no malchus. So do you want hechidami? Idolek Edom, there are no Edom at all. Am I like the why by Shavuos by Nazir? Tell me, would you give Malkus and Chodesh Tuka Edom? Ela Pshita Diket Avar Der Edom Uketani. And by the case of the Nazir Tomei, there are Edom, and we give Malkus. And the case of Shavuos Bikon, we don't give Malkus. Ela Pshita Diket Uketani Tomei by Shavuos Bikon Shein Aloike. Okay, so Malkus Taken Ishdu. But it's Masha Milku Dolik Loki. Aval, carbon, maisi. But there would be a carbon. Shavuos HaBikon, no malchus, but you have the fallback that there is a carbon. Pray to Yimara, why would there be a carbon? According to Rabbi, if there are Eidim presents, Kvira's dorm, it's not Kvira's mamain, is potter. Tiyofta the Rabbi, Tiyofta taka Rabbi's ogifreit, and Rabbi's halacha is not accurate, it's not correct. We don't hold like Rabbi, but rather we hold like Rabbi Yochanan Omar, that are koyf in the moment, sheesh lo avedim, even though there are edim out there, and we find out that they're edim. Either we know at the time that they're edim, we find out later that they're edim. Nevertheless, chay, you still have to bring your korban hasham gezelois, because even though the kfira at the time that he made the kfira was dvar betalim, but lamaisa he was koyfer against mamai, they're edim, the koyfer against mamai, he's chay. What happens if there were no edim, but there was a shtar? The shtar said, "Befeder, she owes $100, and he's denying it mit azis ponim, and he goes and makes such a kfira." That's already different. Then you're already pot. Now, what's the difference between edim and between shtar? Amar Papa, my time to be Yochanan. I'll tell you why. Edim avidi to maisi. Edim, even if they lived to 120, but after 120, unfortunately, until chias amesim, everybody passes away. So therefore, this kfira was a kfira against Momai. Either Edom, the Edom are alive now, in a split second, Chuli Levachas, they could be Hol Chulei Laman. So therefore, that's why you're Chayiv. Mashenkin Ishtar, Ishtar lasts forever. We have manuscripts that they find now from thousands of years ago. Ishtar HaManach, HaDuchdod Ishtar. So therefore, if you're being koifer against the shtar speaks louder than words, and the shtar is saying, this guy is a koifer with dvarim, it's not a koifer with moment, koifer dvarim, potter. Mashenke by Eidim, they might pass away, and therefore you're chayv.
I understand the whole power of the shtar is the Eidim that sign a derivative. The shtar is not. I mean, shtar is a piece of paper.
True.
It's the Eidim signed on it.
True.
Testified to it.
True.
Shtar should.
You're 100% right. But the beauty of the shtar, according to this Haveman in the Gemara, is that we're freezing these Eidim in place that they will live now for the next 2,000 years.
That's the whole purpose. The whole purpose of the shtar, because then you don't need a shtar. You could just rely on the Eidim without the shtar.
But
now that you're putting the shtar in place, you're saying, okay, I don't want to. It's my insurance against if they die.
So why is shtar weaker than why you put the shtar should be more chamor?
That's why you take a potter from having to go and bring a carbon, because the kfira that you're making is flying in face of a shtar which is hanging on the wall, laminated. It's beautiful, and the shtar says, "You are a liar. You are a fabricator. You're a bandit. You're a shaykit. You're a ganef. You're a gat." So whatever he's saying is kfira dvar alma. That's what Rabbi said. The Abad Al his potter. Why by Edom says chayim? Because Edom could die. So Frank Timura, you're telling me that shtar lasts forever? After all, a shtar can get lost. A shtar can get torn. It can get burned. Even by the Akhbarim. How many shtars do we have today from 1,000 years ago? From 10 days ago? From 10 years ago? A shtar, easy come, easy go. It can get burned, it can get torn, it can get lost.
PDF,
good. Anyway, so the point is, what happens? The computers are down, then you don't have anything. You don't even know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. You don't know if you're coming or going. The computers are down. Chmai's Gunish, right? Only the Boy Shalom knows. Anyway, so the point is, how is Shtar any better than the Edom? Therefore, Elam Rav Huna B'nei Rav Yeshua, Haim Tam Rav Yechanan. You know the Tam Rav Yechanan? The reason why by Shtar, the reason why he's potter, for totally different reasons. Mishnah Dehavi Shtar, Shibud Karkois. Anytime you do a loan with a Shtar, automatically it's implicit that you have a Shibud on Karka. They Mevi'im, Karval Kvira Shibud Karkois. You don't go and bring a Karval Kvira Shibud Karkois. How do we know that? First of all, it's a Mishnah we're going to have later on in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, where it says the Fadish, Ein Nishbon Ala Karkois. Where do we take this from? The Gemara is going to bring shortly, Metaklal, Uprat, Taklal, Metaklal. riboy miyat v'riboy, that it's got to be tovah shegufay mamoin, and something which is metaltalin, and not something which is not metaltalin. We're going to see mitchum shortly, mitaklal prat the klal, as well as riboy miyat v'riboy. Oh, so shtar is there, I got something to make. The reason why you don't make a shvur is because a shtar is the equivalent of a shtik karka. Then the din karban al kvir yishim karka. Period.
In the second, we have all cases where there's shtaros on a item, a potiki, and other things where we know it's a precious thing. We hear shtaros on things that are not all shtaros are karka. I mean, as a general rule, a shtar is impressed with the sheep of karka, but we have many, many exceptions. We get them all over the Zikin.
Barry, every time we talk about shtaros, I always hear you adding an achrayas toyas soifer, which is the majority view, that even if you don't write achrayis into a shtar halvah, it's implicit by law. It's like a statutory law, even though it's not in the text of the shtar itself. It's as if this shtar says, I borrowed from you $100, and that $100 is a lien on all of my karka and all of my properties. So here, the dispute that they're having now involves mamoin, shiyesh oleh shtar. All right, I have a piece of paper, halvor, that says $100. If it says explicitly, of course. But even if it says implicitly, it's a shibu karkois. Veinish bono shibu karkois. That's the din of Rabbi Yechon. Itma. So now we're going to go the next step. Until now we're talking about the kfira on the karka, meaning that the loive is denying that he owes money, and there's a shtar present that says that the loive is a liar. But now we're going to go next step. We're not going to talk about the loiv himself. We're going to talk about the Edom. Meaning, we're going back now to the previous Perek Shvuas HaEdus. Itma. Mashbiya Edi Karka. We have Reuven says that this Karka belongs to me. Shimon says the Karka belongs to him. Reuven says, you, Yankel and Beryl, you know that this Karka belongs to me because you saw me buy it 5 years ago. You know I've been living there for the last 3 years. You know all the details. I want you to go and say, it is for me. And of course, what do they say? Niet, no, we're not going to go and say, it is for you. And they make a shvua. What's the halacha now? If afterwards we find out that these guys are phonies and they didn't know Edis after all, usually the halacha of a shvuah is the Edis is that they have to go and bring a carbon chatos. The one that holds chayv, he holds it's like any time shvuah Edis. The other one that's potter is the choyer Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment. This time, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Potter. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, according to the moment, Sheishlo of Edom is Chai, Shtar is Potter. Here too, this is a situation of moment Sheishlo of Shtar, because we're talking about Mashbiya Edi Karka. So the word Shtar over here is not the key word. The reason why Shtar, Rabbi Yochanan said before, you don't bring a carbon on a Shtar, said Rav Huna bereid Rabbi Yeshua, hain the tam the Rabbi Yochanan, mishum da vishtar, shibit karkois, and nivin korban al kfira shibit karkois, and therefore, edim on the din of shibit karkois, also do not bring a korban. This korban that we were talking about before, the Rabbi Yochanan said, eim nivin korban kfira shibit karkois, is talking about the asham gzeilois. The person is denying that this karka belongs to Reuven, he says it belongs to him, and then afterwards we find out that he was telling a tale, and that he was nishba b'sheker. What does he have to do? He has to go and bring his carbon asham gzeilois. Oh, no, 1 second. It's a shibit karkois. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, shibit karkois, you're potter. You don't bring a carbon kfira shibit karkois. Here now we're going the next step. We're not talking about the loive or the person who is the scoundrel over here saying that this karka belongs to him, but rather we're talking about Edom that refused to. Rabbi Yochanan, shitasai. If you're talking about anything, koifim a moment, sheesh olof shtar, your potter, ukerav huna bereid Rav Yeshua, that Rav Huna bereid Yeshua is the one that said a few lines ago, what's the svar of Rav Yochanan legabi shtar? Because he holds, hain etam Rav Yochanan, mishim disham shtar, shibikakois, and vien karmuk shibikakois, and therefore it's not only the nitba that doesn't bring his carbon, chattas oil of yoyrid, but Edom that testified falsely, I'm sorry, Shkoyach. The case of the Nitba, he doesn't bring his carbon Asham Gzeilois, like Rabbi Yochanan said, because he's Potter, it's a Shibit Kakois. Same thing applies to the two Edom. By Shvuasa Edis, you do not go and bring a carbon Chatas Oile V'yoyit. This time. Oh! Agut Terayim. So in other words, this rule is not a rule only by Nitba, Legabi Asham Gzeilois, but also Legabi the two Edom, Legabi Halacha of Chatas Oile V'yoyit. Fine. Let's say Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas are arguing in the machloikis of Rabbi Lazar ben Horkinus and the Rabbi. Now we have the Mishnah. A person stole a field from someone else. Vishat fenor, and now the river went and wiped the whole sod out, flooded it, and now Nebuch, this sod is worth only 20% of what it was worth originally. Rabbi Lazar says you're going to have to go and give him back a good sod. In other words, either pay him the difference. Why? Because Rabbi Lazar holds it karka nigzelas, just like anything is nigzelas. So if I go and steal somebody's pen, somebody's watch, somebody's cost, whatever it happens to be,
pay the value of what was lost.
So if it gets afterwards damaged for whatever reason, makes it even was an oinus. But Lamasa, since I took it karka nigzelas, I'm going to have to shtel to either brand new karka or give him the difference in what the karka went down in fat. Give it back in the way you have it. Why? Because karka ain't nigzelas, and therefore Rashi says that any depreciation in this karka, it was, even though technically I was the one that was took over the field from the real rightful owner, but it really was his all along, because he can't steal karka. Karka remains in place, and therefore it was his all along. Even though shafenar, I shall call fenecha, mister, take back your property, I'm out of here. Don't read my what's the machloikis? Rabbi Lezer Dorish ribu miyuti. Rabbi Lezer Dorish ribu miyuti. Rabbi Lezer Dorish ribu miyuti. It says in the pasuk, chichik la misoi, pipi kodin, ebisim misyod, or the gazel, or the oshek es misoi, and then the pasuk continues on. I mikar l'ashe yishav alav l'sheker. Then he has to pay his car, his karen choymish, and he has to go and bring his karen oshek. Ah, chish la misoi riba, any type of a kosher, about anything. Because the misyod, the gazel, all these things mute. I mikar l'ashe yishav alav l'sheker. Again, that happens to be a riba. Because of riba mute, but riba hakol. Anything is in bakal of this din. My riba hakol. Riba kamili. Who might be it? Meat is meat shtar. It's the only one that exploded from the rule is a shtar. Why not a shtar? Because a shtar itself is really just a piece of paper. It has no intrinsic or inherent value. The only value it has is that the oisis in the shtar says he owes him this or he owes him that. But otherwise, the shtar itself is not gufay mamayin. This is the only thing which is excluded from the rule. For a bottom there, she clove you prat. Chisham isoi, clap. Come to Zuzio, we go sell, prat. Chisham with a shaker, chas the clock, clap, prat the clock. You have to then clap, prat. My prat before you shove a metal to the goof in my mind. Normally a picodin or a gezel or a loan is talking about a metal to. You're talking about metal to and you're talking about cash. The goof in my mind in itself is worth, it has its weight and value. I've called it a time to the goof in my mind. A yotsu, since we have a clock, prat to clock, we're now in my whatever is not kiena prat. Yotsu kakosh in metal to. You can't move karka. Yotza vodim shukl shekakoyis, because says in the pasuk, this now zchal to moistam beicha reicha and reish is achuza. Yotza shtarish avish metal tem gufim mamim. Fine. Come to choisias. Now we're talking about a piece of karka. According to Reb Lezer holds karka is just like metalklin. Metalklin is nixelis. Karka is also nixelis, and therefore, if it gets damaged, you gotta go and give them back, like an original Gishasa Gzela. It's not like those other things, because it's nimat from this drusha. So therefore there is no possibility of stealing a piece of karka. You take it the way it is. Now we're going to try to adapt that machloikis to the machloikis of Yochanan Reb Lozer. What did Yochanan Reb Lozer talk about? The din of the Eidei Karka. What was the din by the Eidei Karka? The Rabbi Yochanan says that you're potter. Why? Because it's koyfe b'momen sheyesh alav shtar, you're potter. And Rabbi Lozer holds it jechayiv. So man the mechayiv k'Rabbi Lozer. The one that holds it if you are koyfe, either as Eidei Karka, or you're koyfe because you're the nitpa against the shibud of the karka in the shtar, he holds like Reb Lezer. Because Reb Lezer is only memayit from his drosh of Reb Meir Variboy, only shtaris. But not karka. Karka is exact same thing as metalklin according to Reb Lezer. Just like for hashava purposes, it's karka is nixelis. And when you return it, you have to give kishas a gzela. Same thing is applying, that you have to go and bring your carbon asha. Umandi potar, or carbon chatas, depending if you're the Edom or if you're the Nitba. Umandi potar, the one that patters, is kirabanan. Who is Rabban? The Rabban that hold you learn Riba, but you learn Klal, Prat, Klal, and therefore Karkas ain't in the Gzeles, and Karkas not in the whole Parsha over here of Shavuos HaBikadon, and therefore not in the Parsha of Shavuos HaEdus, because Karka ain't Nishbon HaKakois, it's out of the picture altogether. Ah, so the Choyre, Rab Loza holds like Rab Leza, and the Rab Yoichan holds like the Rabbanan. He holds Chayim and he holds Pat. Amalei Lo, Yehoshish Karai. Man the Mechayv Rab Leza. A person, the one that is Mechayv, meaning Reb Elazar, he certainly holds like Reb Elazar. He holds that Karka's exact same thing as Pikodin, Sumas Yod, and Gezel, Asher Kasimis, exact same thing. So therefore, there's a din of Ashova because Karka and Gzelas, and therefore Kishas Gzela, and also you have the din of you have to go and bring a carbon Chatos or a carbon Asher, depending on whether you're the Eidik Karka or whether you are the Nitba for the Karka. So, same thing. Uman the potter, the one says another jabata, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, Amalah, Paha Filler Rebleza Moid, and Rebleza could hold with me. Because even though Rebleza holds the Gabi Hilchois Hashava, that Karka is Nigzeles, and the only miut that we had was Lemaitis Hashtorois, but there's another miut in this passage which we did not discuss. Because the second reboy that we had was Mikoilash Yishova Olav Lasheker, it says, Mikoil! Doesn't say Bakol Mikol Kol. It just says Mikol. Oh, Rachman Amar Mikol V'loy Hakol. This Mikol comes to exclude Karka. Legabi what? Now Legabi didn't Hashava. Legabi didn't Hashava. We already said it. Only Ma'id Karkois. I'm sorry. Only Ma'id Shtaris. Because of the Ribu Mid V'Ribu, we're only Ma'id Shtaris. Karka is included in Hashava, and that's why he has to go and give him a brand new field or pay him the renovations and the compensation, etc. Karka exempt. However, the Gabi Hilchois Shvuois, whether you have to go and bring your carbon Asham, if you're talking about that the person is a Nitba, or if they're Edim to go and bring the carbon Chatas Oyvayorit, Dodos Menech Maskim, that I exclude Karka. Why do I exclude Karka? Because it's in the pasuk Miko. Not everything. Miko Lashishavala Sheker. Some yes, some nish. Comes to exclude Karka. And therefore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan that holds Potter could hold not only like the Rabbanan that are always a Mayit, Karka, and Avodim, and Shtaris, but even according to Blazer, that is only a Mayit Shtaris, because he's only a Mayit Shtaris, the Gabi Hilchois Hashava, but not the Gabi Hilchois Karbonois. Aha. I'm going to bring you a raya from our Mishnah. To whom? Okay. To Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no chiyuv carbon shavua by karka. What's the raya? Victoni says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Ganav to show you stole my shark. Boy, I'm like, no, I didn't steal your shark. He's got to go and pay him back. Vila, why doesn't the Mishnah give another example? You stole my Eved, and he says, "Loi ganavti." You have to then chayiv. You should have to go and make, give, and bring an asham gizelois. Why does it only give the case of shor and not of Eved? Why Eved loi ktani? My time. La mishum the Eved iskish lekarkois. Main may be in karmel akvira shibekarkois or kviras a vodim, because Eved is like a shikarka. And Rabbi Yochanan said, anything having to do with Karka Vodim, Nismayit, and therefore we only give the case of the Shor, and not the case of the Eved or the Karka. Abutarai? Omra Papi Mishmei the Rav, I'll bring you a right punk fakert. Aim a seifa. Zea klal. This is the general rule. Kol mishalim al piyatzmoi. Any case of mominis that you're mishalim if you're moidu misvada in your chayif to bring a carbon, Hashem, zeilas. Ben mishalim al piyatzmoi, a person is talking about a knas. Where you're not Mishalim, Hoyde Beknas is Potur, then you are Potur. So now the question is, by the Zeh HaKlal Kol Mishalim Al Piyatzmi Chayiv, Lasuyimai, what does that come to include? Didn't we have already a long enough mission that went from the top of the Yomit to the bottom of the Yomit? What are we missing? My love, Lasuyi, Ganavta Es Avdi, that there too, since he's Mishalim Al Piyatzmi, stealing an Eved, that's not a din of Knas. That's a din of Mominus. That you be chayiv to go and bring your carbon asham gzeilos. So you see that even by an eved, which is hukish to karkois, there's a din of a chiyav shvua. So here, Rapapa brought a raya that only by shor and not by eved is the haraya that ain nishboin or ain chiyav carbon on shvua be karkois. Yet now Rapapi says punk faketa v'raifin ziha klal that you are nishba on an eved which is hukish to karkois, even though it's a shibe karkois, you do bring your carbon asham gzeilos after all. From the Mishnah, you don't have a clear-cut raya either way, because you can bring a raya like Rav Papa learned, like Rav Yechonah, or you can bring a raya like Rav Papi learned, like Rav Elazar. So if you don't have a clear-cut raya in this mach, like have a wonderful day, Rabbi.